disappointment, you know, and the biggest disappointment is probably that we didn't perform up to our usual standards for the first half and then the start of the second half, you know. But listen, you have to put that down to, you have to congratulate Galway, fair play to them. You know what I mean? They brought serious intensity to the game, serious quality, so fair play to them. But listen, proud of the character and the effort and the never say die attitude that the boys brought for the last 10 minutes, you know. And somebody told me we were 7 points down, 7 minutes to go with a man down, you know, so it took serious character to bring it back. So I think we have to look at that. It hurts now, but in the days to come, the boys will take pride from that there.
They were very tough on the tackle. They were very strong. They were difficult to get inside.
Definitely, really well.
In that first half.
Aye, really well organised, you know, to be fair to them. We did know that there. We didn't know they'd be well organised. Probably we were a wee bit too pedestrian in the way we moved the ball. We moved it half a second too slow compared to what we usually did, or we usually do. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's not a blaming. That is a case of these boys are 16, 17 years of age and playing on an occasion like this here. Sometimes these things happen and they'll definitely be the better for it.
Early goal, a tough thing to recover from, or because he's... He didn't get a point for the first 10 minutes, so it was difficult to settle.
I think the second goal was the big one that hurt, you know what I mean? Going out, we knew they'd be down a man, and we just talked about starting aggressively and going at them, you know, and then that goal was the real killer, and it sort of set the scene and the stage for trying to play catch-up as such in the league. Probably we just left ourselves too much to do at the end, you know what I mean? I knew there was always going to be a kick on these boys coming back, but... proud of their, really, really proud of their efforts. Not only today, throughout the year, and they will be the better for this experience, you know.
As you say, it has been a long year. Was that your sixth championship game today?
Yeah,
a lot of tough days, a lot of good days, probably loads of learning from a young person playing in that sort of environment.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and even being together, you could see them boys bond. You know what I mean? As Rory Forbes said in an interview with yourself, like you go into the change room now and they're cracked. Like I just told them on there, the memories that they'll have picked up over the past few months stay with them forever, and the bonds and the friendships that they have. So they have to build on that on, because that's what county football's about, you know what I mean? And playing at that age group with this group of fellas for the next year and the year after and the year after. So, you know, that's special. And, you know, yes, this will hurt for a few days, but you know what I mean? When we said to them on there whenever we lost Ryan Minnickle, you know what I mean, the questions were where could this team go, and was that the season done and all the rest when you lose a player of his calibre. But it's to their eternal credit that they really dug in and went at it, you know, and unfortunately just came up short. But you know, they didn't go down without a fight, and that's really pleasing.
See, from the point of view, you speak about county football, like you're going to measure yourself against, you know, you went to watch Galway in Dublin, for example, it's played Tyrone, mm-hmm. You had to go and overturn Munster champions Cork. The whole experience of being in a setup like that, what does that do for lads?
Well, I hope it's been enjoyable for them. I know we've really enjoyed it as a management team, you know what I mean? You can't wait to get to Oneague. Oneague's a special place to be with when you've groups of men like that there to work with, the privilege and honour of working with men like that there, you know. So for them boys, I think they've grown, we think they've grown, and they've bonded and they've developed as the season has went on. And you know, and ultimately they will look back with disappointment, a kick of a ball from an All-Ireland final. But you know, there is a serious amount of pride and credit to be taken from their season.
Playing in high-pressure games, like at one stage at the end, Ben was playing as an extra man to make up for the man down. Mm-hmm. You know, he's went for it. Like, there's bravery there to go for it at that stage. You're just throwing everything.
If you're going to get beat by, you may as well get beat by 10. Is getting beat by 1 is still the same, you know what I mean? So, listen, you have to go for it. But, you know what I mean, you can do all these things tactically, like, but at the end of the day, it does come down to the calibre of the man and the lad and their character. As a person, to keep coming back and keep fighting and refusing to say no, that's it, and it's not our day, you know what I mean? So that was ultimately pleasing, and you know, that does bode well for these boys moving forward to next year and whatever next year brings, if it's under 17 and then further into 20s and hopefully seniors.
You'd be expecting a few of them to be knocking Rory Gallagher's door at some stage.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I think we as a county have to get them on the right pathway. That they're knocking Rory's door sooner rather than later.
Like 16 of the players that are in the bus later on going to Croke Park have played mm-hmm. in the last 8 years at minor level. Mm-hmm. It's a big number.
That is a big number, and there'll be more to come. There'll definitely be more to come from the 2020 minors and last year's minors, you know. So, no, it's good. It's good to be competing at the business end of the season. And when I say competing, being really competitive, you know. So, no, it's good for us as a county and moving forward and as players and clubs and all schools, we can take pride in the calibre player that we're producing.